I must say I've been humbled by the outpourings of, you know, dismay that she's missing and that so many people love her. I'm hopeful that we'll have her back quite soon.
Is there any news on her whereabouts that you know of?
I haven't heard anything at this stage.
Yeah.
No.
How did you feel when you heard the news that she'd gone?
You know, a bit empty. Oh no, a little, yeah, I guess empty and a bit dismayed and a bit, why? Why would you do that? You know, I just, this is a piece that there's nothing political about it. It's really just about saying to people we live in a wonderful place and we have the freedom to be able to be who we are, to be able to go to the beach, to be able to wear our bikini or our hat or and to be whatever shape we happen to be. We have the freedom to do that and to enjoy what is. And I think that's really special. So from that perspective, it's a real shame that someone found it necessary to steal her. She weighs, I look, between 100 to 150, and I'm guessing around, it might be around 120. I can't really tell at this point. So, yeah, would have been a bit of a lift, would have needed three or four people to move her. I know recently the seat that she was on was changed, and she was, because the original one had just got worn from so many people sitting next to her, I think.
Yeah.
So she got a bigger, beefier bench, and I'm sure that the maintenance guys and the crew over at the Fishing Boat Harbour would have made absolute sure that she was well secured. So, you know, you can only do what you can do to make the piece safe and secure. And, and you know, when it first goes in, it's really about public safety to make sure that she's not going to go anywhere and fall on someone or hurt anyone. Beyond that, we must rely on the goodwill of the public, and she's been there since 2011. And as far as I can tell, by the number of people that sort of say hello to her and sit next to her, she's been well-loved. And hopefully someone hasn't just loved her so much they've decided to take her for themselves.
What more can you tell us about Bella and what went into making her, Greg?
Look, Bella started off as a private commission. And I had done a series of pieces that were pears, that are rather human-looking pears. And the client had seen the pears and said, look, I really like the pears and I would like a piece to go at my home, but like the pears, but a full figure. And so Bella was developed from that, and she was developed with the idea of being able to, you know, as I said before, to be who you were. That piece developed. I did one piece for the client with the understanding that I would create another piece as part of an addition. So the current Bella was made, quite different to. So I have a mould of the basic Bella, but a lot of the work is all hand done after. So any other one would be slightly different. But our current Bella went to Sydney for Sculpture by the Sea in Sydney, and was well loved there. And then she went to Queensland for Swell Sculpture Exhibition, and then returned to Fremantle and went to Bathurst Beach when the sailing championships were on as a way to brighten up Mears Road. So Bella went in there and along with a little dog called Blondie that's still currently there opposite Cicerello's. They stayed there for a little while, and the Department of Transport rented them off us for a short time. And then they came back to us and they said, look, they're so popular that we want to just keep them here. So I'm very pleased they did, and that was back in 2011. The other thing about Bella is that she's become part of the community and part of the Bathurst Beach Art Precinct, if you like. We get a lot of people that go and say hello to Bella and have their photo taken and then come over to my studio in J Shed and get to meet the artists that were involved in making or are working on her. She's part of a bigger picture, I think, and part of what Fremantle is.